What is it like to age well in the Garden State, where nearly a quarter of residents are over 60 years old? Are you one of them? Join New Jersey Advocates for Aging Well to discuss the ups and downs of aging in New Jersey. In this podcast series, we tap into our network of leading experts to provide a fresh look into the key issues affecting the state's older population and their families, including finances, housing, health, and security. Each half-hour episode details professional insight into how you can maximize the joy, minimize the challenges, and capitalize on the opportunities that aging in the Garden State offers. The New Jersey Department of Human Services is the state's largest agency, serving over 2 million New Jerseyans. And its Division of Aging Services administers a large number of programs that make it easier for older adults to live in the community as long as possible with independence, dignity, and choice. Join us today to learn about programs and services that can help you age well in New Jersey. Hello and welcome to Aging Insights. I'm Kathy Rowe, Executive Director for New Jersey Advocates for Aging Well. And today I want to welcome Dennis McGowan, Manager of the Office of Area Agencies on Aging Administration. Dennis, you are my main source of information for all the programs and services that help older adults. So I'm glad we have you here today. So I want to start because I think most of our viewers, they know or heard of Department of Human Services or Division of Aging Services, but I don't think many people really know the full scope of services you provide for older New Jersey residents. So can you tell us a little bit of everything of what you do?
I will try my best. So we're the Division of Aging Services within that department. We were established 65 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So we had an anniversary, I think, just last year. And at some point, they passed the Older Americans Act of the federal government around 1965. And that established we needed a state unit on aging that would accept any kind of federal dollars and rules and regulations for programs that might be available out there.
Right.
So we were designated as a division, and then when we joined the Department of Human Services, the department is now the State Unit on Aging, and we are the administrator for that program.
Okay.
But we have a number of programs that are federally funded and state funded that cover a wide variety of things. So we always sort of break it down into get answers. So we have hotlines and websites that folks can call to get more information, both at the division level, but also at your county office on aging,
okay,
which we'll talk more about, I hope, today.
Good, yeah.
We then have programs that help you stay healthy. So these are things that could either give help you afford medication or to take an exercise program that's been proven evidence-based that it does give the results that it's supposed to give.
All right.
And then we have programs that help you stay at home. So you'd mentioned that in the opening. You know, we have programs that will help people in the house with transportation, home health aid when required.
Okay.
Meals, a very important function of the division in our counties.
Yeah.
We have other programs to help you stay safe. So they investigate abuse, neglect, or exploitation, and take steps to protect those people. And then we have a whole benefits program that I'm sure we're going to get back into a little bit more during the show as well. That does the prescriptions and heating programs and other things.
Okay. So there are a lot of programs and services and a lot of information to go through. How could people start learning about this? Where do they go for information?
Sure. A primary source is Google. Your need, put NJ, put your county, and you should find the right place. We have statewide hotlines. Some are general and some are specific to the program. So if you're enrolled in one of our prescription assistance programs, you'll have a hotline that you can call to get information.
Okay.
But there are also 21 county offices on aging, and that really is your primary spot. I often, when I make presentations, I'm like, I'm going to tell you a lot of stuff. If you forget everything, just remember you have a county office on aging in your county.
Okay.
And those wonderful folks are trained and have resources and information to help seniors find out what's available and how to get it. So that's the primary way.
Okay. And, you know, some of the programs, they're based on income, and some are based on, like, your physical health needs. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, which are which? What is depends on your income, even your retirement income, and what might be a diagnosis or your ability level?
Mm-hmm. Sure. The Older Americans Act provides a lot of funding to New Jersey for a lot of programs.
Okay.
Those services, which include home delivered meals or meals in a congregate setting where you go to a senior center mm-hmm. or a nutrition site, transportation, home health aid, et cetera, those are targeted to vote those most in need, but there are no income or asset limits to that.
Okay.
So you could approach your county office on aging, and a lot of folks do. They sort of find the system a lot of times because mm-hmm. they do need a meal.
Okay.
And then it's like, oh, I didn't know all these other services were available.
Okay, right.
So that's sort of like our gateway into
right.
senior services.
They learn about one, and then they can see everything else that's offered.
They do.
Great.
They do. So there's no income limits for that. Others do have income and or asset, and it depends on the program. So,
right.
For instance, if you needed help with your Medicare Part B premium, mm-hmm. There are programs out there called Medicare Savings Programs, and they can help you do that if you have an income that's significant, that meets what they have.
Okay.
They also have an asset limit.
Okay.
So not only do you have to have an income that's quite low, but mm-hmm. you also have to not have that much money in the bank.
And let me ask, that is not the same as Medicaid. It's Medicare supplement you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a Medicare supplement.
Okay.
So, Medicare, sorry, I said MSP. I'm too used to acronyms. Medicare Savings Program.
Okay.
And basically they could pay different things, but mainly they pay your Medicare Part B.
Okay.
Which is a lot of money nowadays. It's
yeah,
$174.40
right.
a month or something like that.
Yeah.
To be eligible, your income can only get as high as around $20,000.
All right.
So when you look at it that way, your savings would be $174 a month times 12. You're saving $2,000 when you only have an income of $20,000.
Wow, that adds up. That
yeah.
makes a big difference.
It's a good way to sort of get a raise when you have a low fixed income.
Right, right. Okay.
So so that's one way. But other programs, we have pharmaceutical assistance to the mm-hmm. aged and disabled program, PAAD in New Jersey. And if you're eligible for that program, you only pay $5 or $7 for your covered prescriptions.
Wow.
And those incomes are quite high now.
Yeah.
It used to be a sort of a lower income program.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Murphy has actually raised the income two of the last 3 years
right,
by $10,000
right.
each time.
Nice.
So the income now is really quite high. And I think before COVID, we were out making a lot of presentations. We made about 120 presentations the year
wow.
before COVID. And I went to all these senior centers and senior housing buildings and said, here are income limits. And so many seniors like, I'm not eligible for that.
Right.
And I think now so many more of those people are.
Right.
If I went back today and said, oh, remember what I told you 4 years ago? Add 20,000 to that.
Right.
We would get a lot of folks applying.
Wow. That makes a huge difference. And you mentioned the prescription drugs, but I think people are also very interested in the hearing aid programs because
mm-hmm.
that's been expanded a lot in the last few years.
Yes. Yeah, that one too. That used to be, for me in my presentations, I would just sort of say, you know, hey, join this program. We can reimburse you for the cost of a hearing aid up to what the limit was back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and that's enough to go to have a nice lunch.
Now
it's become a really good program.
Yeah.
They can reimburse you. It's $500 for one hearing aid up mm-hmm. to $1,000 if you need two hearing aids.
Wow.
So it's become a very good program. And their income is tied to PAAD. So as the governor has raised PAAD by $10,000, he's mm-hmm. also raised it for that program. For another prescription program
right.
that covers those who are above income
mm-hmm.
PAD's limits, so it's really changed the game.
So this is adding up to like thousands of dollars a year for people, and then if it's a couple, even more. So a couple, if they both need hearing aids, that could be $2,000.
Yeah,
that's a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we also know that in New Jersey, a lot of people are caregivers for their loved ones, and a lot of retirees and older adults are caregivers for their spouse or even mm-hmm. sometimes their parents. And caregiving is really hard work. And part of the struggle too is when you're a caregiver, it's hard to find that time to go out and get help or go to an in-person support group. So I know Division of Aging Services has the Care to Caregivers support line. Can mm-hmm. you tell us what that's about?
Sure, sure. We have a contract with Rutgers to do a lot of things around caregiver
mm-hmm.
Needs, including training the professional staff within the County Office on Aging on different issues that caregivers may have and how mm-hmm. to address those, how to address different kinds of caregivers, those mm-hmm. caring for people with Alzheimer's or dementia, versus chronic disease. So there's a lot of good training in there.
Okay.
But one of the things we did is funded the Care to Caregiver hotline.
Yeah.
So this is a phone number at and a website that Rutgers runs, and it's led by peers. So.
Oh.
Yeah, so these folks have gone through the same experience that they might be talking to folks who call about.
Okay.
You know, how, you know, yes, I had my mother for 20 years and this is what we dealt with. And so you get that real sympathetic, but also somebody who's been there before.
Mm.
And they're all professionally trained. So not only are they good at counseling, but they're also trained on how to take information, you know, how to elicit information, how to get to the real problem the person is talking about, and then how to help them work their way through it.
Wow, that's amazing. I know we've done some pieces before on caregiving. We did a series last year on it, which is on our website. But I think caregiving is one of the, it's growing, but it's one of the hardest roles that people have as they get older, caring for someone else.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And we have one of the Older Americans Act dollars come to us in segments for specific things.
Okay.
So there's a, it's called Part C, but that's for the nutrition program. And they have one that's 3E that's specifically for caregivers. So the County Office on Aging, we mentioned earlier, they do get specific funding for caregiver services. Some of them do use it for support groups, and others may use it for some sort of respite type services where somebody needs to take care of their own personal health issue they may be having. And this is a way to make sure that mom or dad is cared for while they're being cared for.
Right. Good. But you know, there's a lot of very serious things that you cover, but Division of Aging Services also has a lot of fun stuff for health, health prevention. We had Melissa Chalker on last year to talk about the new Get Set Up program. Can you tell us about the things that are more on the light side and the activity side?
Sure, sure. Well, Get Set Up is one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, during the initial stages of COVID-19 outbreak, everybody stuck at home and we were looking for places and ways to keep them socially connected.
Mm.
And this Get Set Up was one of those ways. It's online classes that people can take, and we're paying for those classes. So this is a service that's out there that anybody in any state can take, and there's a membership fee and you pay by class. We've covered all those costs for New Jersey residents.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that we do.
Great.
We do have a number of classes that we've either created with our partners here in New Jersey or we've brought in from out of state that are nationally recognized.
Mm-hmm.
And they are offered both online, sometimes online, but mostly in person as classes. So there's the national ones that we have now are the Chronic Disease Self-Management Program, which is six sessions where you go and each session is broken into certain segments where you learn how to be a better self-manager of your chronic condition.
Okay.
And it can be any chronic condition. So you could have colitis, the person next to you could have heart disease.
Oh, okay.
And you can share the same experiences and talk about how to lead a better life. Healthier life, not a better life, necessarily. But one of the things they do is the end of every class, they make a plan for what they're going to do to take a positive step before the next class.
Oh, homework. Okay.
Yes, homework. And then they start every class by reporting out.
Yeah.
How did I do?
Yeah. Wow.
And it's a good way to get peer support and peer suggestions. So one person's like, I'm going to have nothing with salt this week. And then they come back the next week and they say, oh, I had a lot of salt.
Okay.
And then we say, well, what do you want to do about that? Would you like to hear from the group? And then people start saying, well, I substituted DASH for my salt and
it
still makes it flavorful. And I've done this and that. And, you know, don't forget there's a lot of salt in this food.
Yeah.
So, you know, avoid that. So it's a real good opportunity to grow and become a better self-manager.
Okay.
So that's sort of the primary one on the evidence base, but we have one for stress busting for family caregivers.
Nice, very
caregivers
important.
Earlier.
Very
yes.
important.
And that now has two factions of it. The original one was set for folks who were dealing with, who were caring for somebody with dementia.
Okay.
They've created another module that is for people with chronic conditions. So they can have this similar, but not necessarily the same exercises.
All right.
We have Tai Chi. Move Today, which is a falls prevention program.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very, very important.
My favorite is Healthy Bones. I know there's a group in South Orange that started it probably about 10 years ago now, and they just keep going. They went through the curriculum, they did all the work, and they still, even under COVID, were meeting weekly, and they just keep going. Yeah. It's such a great program.
Yeah, Project Healthy Bones is really great. It's 24 sessions, and it's a little bit of education and exercises, and the exercises were all designed for people who have or are at risk of osteoporosis, so it's to be safe exercises for folks with that condition.
Right.
And it's at 24 weeks, you're supposed to say, congratulations, go home and do this yourself.
Yeah, no, they're on like 2,000 sessions by now.
Yes.
But I think that, you know, a lot of what you're saying too is some of these, it's not, you know, being lectured at or, you know, somebody telling you what to do. It's peer interaction, learning from other people who are like you in the same situation, doing it, having the same issues, the same success story, you know, tips that really work. Yeah. And I think that's really important to have people, you know, moderating or helping each other.
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Definitely.
Now, I think there's also, when people, you know, talk about getting help or check out services, there's an attitude of, you know, oh, I don't need that. That's for somebody else. That's for somebody else that needs it. Or there's even a stigma for asking for help. And especially, I think, the generation that's now retired, the greatest generation, they're not known for asking for help. But with the eligibility expansion, there's so many more people that can take advantage of these. So what do you say to someone who is either too afraid to ask or feels embarrassed or is thinking, oh, no, I earn too much for that?
Yeah. Well, the earn too much is something, again, they have to check with their county office on aging.
Okay.
Don't ever assume you make too much. We were talking a little bit earlier before the show began about property tax programs that are out there. And those income limits go as high as $250,000.
Right.
And then the program I mentioned about helping you with your Medicare starts at $15,000.
Right.
And then everything under the Old American Act has no income limit. So everybody's eligible for a home-delivered meal if that's what they need. You know, provided that the funding is there to get that meal to you, of course. But folks should never be feel that this program is for, or any program is for somebody else. Because often, you know, the little things that you might be able to do now would maintain your health.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may not get to that crisis point. Because a lot of times that's where people find their aging network, is that they've had a crisis.
Okay.
And now it's like, oh, I need help. And then they find out about all these great services. And it's like, oh, if I had known this, I would have, you know, had meals for 5 years before, you know, rather than struggle with affordability or that sort of
might
thing.
Have even avoided the crisis.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And everything is taxpayer supported, so it's for all of us. Mm-hmm. Some of our programs get money from the Casino Revenue Fund.
Oh.
So people are down there gambling and everything else, and a little 8% is coming back for senior and disabled services. So again, these are programs that are designed for all New Jersey residents.
Yeah.
And even though some do have asset or income limits, you know, you really need to check them out because income limits and asset limits have risen for many of these programs. And even if you thought, you know, I did ask about that a few years ago.
Yeah.
Ask
again
if you need it.
And it is getting more expensive to live in New Jersey, to live anywhere, but the limits and eligibility has gone up to match that. So if people thought they weren't eligible before, they should check it out again. They should see where they stand now and not just assume that it's not for them.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, it's very expensive to live in New Jersey. So there are a lot of other programs that are being expanded to make it more affordable for older adults, especially the property tax ones. You mentioned that. Can you tell us more about Senior Freeze and Stay NJ?
Sure. Yeah. There are three property tax, well, two existing property tax relief programs, and then one that's proposed. So the first is the Anchor program, and that was replaced the Homestead Rebate program, which was an older one. They increased the eligibility for that. So I think it was $250,000 for a homeowner, $150,000 for a renter.
Yeah.
And I think the average benefit was around $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
And for seniors, there was even an addition. I think seniors over age 60 were getting another like $250 returned to them for property taxes that they have paid or that they've paid to their landlord as part of the rent and they've gotten back.
Right.
The other program is Senior Freeze. It freezes your property taxes at the year that you applied for the program. I would caution to just watch changing your income later on.
Yeah.
At some point, my mother had a little bit of stock and she decided, oh, I should trade that in. Turn that in, and that pushed her over the income at that time. And she basically got back in the program, but now her property taxes were set now rather than the look back a few years ago.
Okay.
So do be careful.
Be careful.
That.
Okay.
But again, the income limit for that program has risen too. I think it's now $150,000.
Mm-hmm. So $150,000 for the 2022 tax year, mm-hmm. which I know when I first heard of it, I think it was in the low 80s. So that's you know, that's a huge increase.
Yeah.
And property taxes are a problem. Your income might not be going up as much as your property taxes are going up.
Yeah.
So those are great ways for people to be able to stay in New Jersey and in the community that they love.
Right. And then you mentioned NJ Stay. So that's mm-hmm. the name of the new program. Last year, there was a law passed to basically look at the whole property tax relief and see if they can put it into one program. Mm-hmm. With the idea being that, you know, we don't want seniors priced out of being in New Jersey,
right.
and property taxes is a big part of that.
Right.
So if we can give property tax relief to seniors, they'll stay and be a vibrant mm-hmm. part of this community, where they can see their grandchildren who are living in New Jersey and help with care and and enjoy everything New Jersey has to offer, the beaches and the mountains, et cetera. So the idea is to help them stay now. There's a task force looking at how exactly to do that.
Oh.
But I do know that they were looking at a limit of $500,000 of income to be eligible for this program when it is created. So I'm excited for the next bit of news, but I don't have any bit of news for you today.
Okay, we'll be looking for the updates on that.
Yeah.
So just recently, Commissioner Edelman announced in the new budget that all the increases that were coming through for the different programs. Can you tell us what those increases are and what are the impacts?
Yeah, I do have some of those here. So we have an online application and a paper application. It's called New Jersey Save.
Mm-hmm.
And we are having a advertising campaign right now that's everything from diner placemats to bus ads, et cetera, to try to draw attention to the public to the NJ Save services. And they include some of those ones that got some really nice increases. So we have two prescription assistance programs that we administer. We had mentioned PAD earlier, PAAD. Mm-hmm. There's also one called Senior Gold Drug Discount Program. And this is for people who make up to $10,000 more than the PAAD limits.
Okay.
So for an individual, that's anyone making from $52,000 to $62,000. And for a married couple, from $59,000 to $69,000 and change.
Right.
But that's a nice income.
Right.
What this program does is it gives you a $15 copay plus half the remaining cost of a medication. So if you were at the pharmacy and it was $115, you would pay $15, and then you would pay $50, and the program would pay $50.
Okay.
So it's a discount program rather than like PAD, where you just pay $5 or $7.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And PAD also went up by $10,000. Their income limits now are anyone making under $52,142 for an individual, or $59,209 for a married couple.
Okay.
And again, if we cover the medication, then we can cut those costs down to either $5 for generic and $7 for name brand.
Okay.
The other program in there was a little known program called the much used but little known, called the Lifeline Utility Assistance Program. And if you're in those other programs, if you will fill out the NJ Save application, you'll be screened for and enrolled in all of these programs. So you don't have to go looking for separate applications for a lot of this sort of stuff. And that program reimburses people $225 a year towards some energy assistance.
Nice.
And you can be on that program and like LIHEAP. So it's an added benefit for folks who are getting home energy assistance. And then I think you mentioned the hearing aid assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a little bit about that earlier. There's also a different one called the Hearing Aid Project. And what that one is, it's run out of Montclair State University. And if you meet the income limits for PAD, you can apply to them and get a refurbished used hearing aid, you know, cleaned and made ready to go for free. So those are a couple of good programs
Very nice.
There.
So all of that is under NJ Save, and you know, people might be afraid of the application process. How complicated is it?
Yes. NJ Save, because we're screening for so many programs, the application is complicated. If you get a paper app particularly, you'll be like, oh my God, this is so much. But everything on the paper application are big boxes. So basically, you put in your name and address, you're already done one of 12 pages.
Okay.
And then each page may just ask like two questions. You know, who is your energy provider? If we're going to send you back $250 or $225. We need to know who your energy provider is and what your bill number is. That's a whole page. So, so it's intimidating to look at, but it's kind of easy to get through.
Right.
We talked about Get Set Up earlier. We actually have a class that should be starting soon that will show people how to fill out that application.
That's a great idea.
So
that's a great class.
Yeah, it was a good way to use. So we're like, wait a minute. Have a peer go through the application with people and show them. Right. Basically, it's going to go page by page and just say, this is what they're looking for. These are the documents they're going to need to support that what you're asking for.
And if someone isn't online or not comfortable, they can have someone, their kids or someone else help them do it?
Yes.
Maybe a friend help walk them through it?
Okay. Yeah, they can also call our office. They can call their county office on aging and maybe be able to get some help there. We have staff that can actually help people fill out the application on the phone.
Oh, great.
So there is application assistance out there.
Okay. So is there anything else that you want to tell us about the good work you guys are doing? Anything that we should know coming on the horizon?
On the horizon. I think now that you know, we're past COVID, we've been doing a lot more public events. So we're at fairs and speaking engagements. So if anybody is involved in a club and wants somebody to come out and talk about any of these programs, you know, we'll come out and talk about ours, but you also have your County Office on Aging who does outreach. Mm-hmm. They would love to come out as well and let your seniors or caregivers or family members know what's available.
Okay. And with all the expansions and eligibility, I think it's really important to get the word out and let people know.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. This was a lot of information.
Yes.
And we will be putting we'll update our website so that we include all of this so people can find it. I want to thank you for joining us today, Dennis.
Thank you,
and
Kathy.
Please pass on our thanks to everybody at the Division of Aging Services and on your team for all the work they do for New Jersey's older adults. Mm. I encourage viewers and listeners to visit their website at aging.nj.gov to learn more about programs, the Division of Aging Services, and the NJ Save portal. Aging Insights is brought to you by our funders, supporters, and viewers like you. You can watch this and past episodes of Aging Insights on YouTube or through our website, njaaw.org, on the Aging Insights tab. And you can listen to us where you find your favorite podcast app. For an extensive list of resources for older adults, visit our website, njaaw.org, on the Services and Resources tab.